Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, zipping low key.
I was so low key.
Low key.
They like to stay low key.
Yo, listen to this. Listen to this right in front of me. Now that was a show. That was a show right in front of me. Someone in a yellow beanie on a turquoise moped, I think that's a moped, just pulled off some sort of drift, ollie, whatever you call one of those things. I don't know what I just saw, but that was crazy. I don't know if they're filming something, but that's what happens. That's what happens when the sun is shining. Interesting things, yo. What's up, Vancouver? This is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name is Kyle Bowen. You can find the show on the Posted Up Network. Yes, the Posted Up Network. One more time, the Posted Up Network. On today's episode of Loki, we got a conversation with Hines. Yes, Hines. And I got to emphasize that, okay? Throughout the conversation, I called this dude Hines Sight. That's his handle, but that's not his name. And that's what I call a lack of preparation, real talk. I got this dude's name wrong the whole conversation. But it was a great conversation. It really was. If I said it wrong one more time, he might have left. That would have been theater too. We also are going to go back to the segments, yes. What you say. Again, listen to a lot, including one of my favorite music-oriented podcast episodes of all time that I've listened to. Real talk. Tame Impala. Kevin Parker talking to Rick Rubin. Deep conversation. We'll get into that. And then we'll also talk about the word. Yes, the word of the week on What's the Word. It's from the Mike Tyson book. Impetuous. I used to hear Mike say that on SportsCenter a lot. Didn't know what it meant. Still don't know, you know, how to use it really, but it seems pretty powerful. We got to talk about that word. Yes. And we got to play some music. We'll do that right now. Motive. Tino. And Coltar got bounced again. Coltar. The check. It didn't come in yet, yo. What's going on? You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Fuck the enemies, dog. No, this money still ain't gotta break through the walls. It's a money conversation, you ain't up with no boss. And that new drip, bitch, you can't find in the mall. Check the news, bitch, sliding down the block with the rug. Get them bags off, assassinated when you get called. Yeah, the gang type, when you gonna trap in the dog. Fuck the feds in my city, my baby, we breaking laws, dog.
Man, them bands up. She only fuck with gangsters, she's a dancer. Type to take your money out of Atlanta. Type to sort of line up in the Phantom. Dog, tell me why you faking on me. Shake my hands, in my back, thought we on the same team. Cool life, that's the gang, yeah, we fuck your bull thing. I just hit a lot of moving rocks out of the Jeep. Yeah, we out on the fleet, 30 in a mall. Baby, get the call when you make the draw. I just get paid all in different cars. Money is a motive, we ain't acting hard. 30 in a mall. Baby, get the call when you make the draw. Get paid all in different cars. Money is a motive, we ain't acting hard. We ain't acting hard. Tell me why you fear me, I'm a fucking dog. She need me in her ear, she like every song. I can't do no wrong, I can't do no wrong.
Hold up,
you caught them feelings when you sparking the blunt. With your nails dead, hair dead, Gucci and clubs. That Chanel drip, baby looking flyer than once. This a news clip, heard your cousin locked for some guns. This that bullshit that you thought you'd never overcome. When the times right up, bless you with my money and love. Keep your mind right, chasing money can't get you dug. Take a risk, never fold to my brothers, they keep me up. 30 and no more. Baby, get the call when you make the draw. Get paid all in different cars. Money is a motive, we ain't acting hard. 30 and no more. Baby, get the call when you make the draw. I just get paid all in different cars. Money is a motive, we ain't acting hard. Yeah. Baby, get the call when you make the draw.
it's a motive, we ain't acting hard.
You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name is Kyle Bowen. That was some Kuv Latino with Cold Star Got Bounce on the production with Motive. I said it before, I'll say it again. One of the better songs out of the city in 2019. That right there, a fact. Let's get right into it though. This segment, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. What you say on Loki? Let's go.
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what?
What did you say?
This is the part of the show where we go back throughout my week and take parts of little things that I listen to. Yes, listen to. We start things off with our guest. Yes, Hines. Hines does a podcast called In Hindsight. That should be available every day. People would love this program with their breakfast. And we actually get an answer to that request. Are we getting this as an everyday podcast? We find out in the conversation coming up in just a bit. But first, listen to this from an episode called What's Normal.
We wish we could be closer. But we weren't even talking to each other anyways. We weren't standing in line, making connections with the people around us because we saw them as strangers, right? We didn't see them as thy neighbor. We didn't see them as family. We saw them as strangers. So when I think about our new normal, I think about what's going to happen after when we truly merge and integrate back into society, after missing each other, after actually being just in a lineup full of people, being able to talk to somebody without that fear. Are we gonna take advantage of that opportunity and actually connect?
Maybe people won't be scared of each other when things go back to normal. Maybe, you know, we'll have less phones at the dinner table, I don't know. Maybe we take connecting seriously. Who knows? Interesting times await. Go listen to In Hindsight by Hines. Again, Hines. I'll say that again, Hines. Next up, we got the recipe to why That 70s Show was so epic. And I hear this all the time. I really do. In fact, yesterday, late night, watched a video of OVO 40 talking about making a song for any artist. And he slips in a similar quote to this. Okay, listen to this.
But I really think that the thing that made the show the most magical was that we were just having fun. Yeah. And like, people, you could tell when you watch the show that we're having fun. And then, so that invited everybody else to come and have fun with us. And I think, to me, that's what really made it magical.
Yo, that's the answer right there. That's the answer. I swear to you, that's the answer. And look no further to what everyone is experiencing right now. And I say everyone because everyone is watching this. The Last Dance by Michael Jordan. You don't think Michael Jordan was having fun? I believe that was the recipe to his success. The preparation, yes, had a lot to do with it. The mindset, of course. The physique, of course. The hours of training, of course. But he figured out a way in which he could continue to have fun. He's doing it. Look at the last year of Jordan's career. The dude's having so much fun. I know he's stressed out with all the attention, but he's managing it with a cigar in his mouth, with some swagger, making bets with the security guards. Yo, he's living. He's having fun. And he dominated. Yo. Does that even make sense? Is there a reference point there with what The 70s Show and Ashton Kutcher said about having fun in Jordan? I don't know. Was this a moment for me to talk about Michael Jordan? Sure. Why not? We're seeing it. We're seeing it. What's next? What's next?
You have to be ruthless in the edit. And
Right.
I like that word, ruthless.
It's the right word, because you have to be comfortable taking your favorite part out of a song if it doesn't serve the song. The most important thing is that what's presented is the best that it could possibly be. And it's not a collection of things in that one song. It's what makes this song the best it could possibly be. And anything that doesn't need to be there needs to go. And I would say just the opposite in terms of, I never feel bad about taking stuff out. But then again, you know, from the beginning, that's always been my instinct, is to have the least amount of stuff, to get the idea across with the least amount of stuff. Doesn't mean that that's, I'll say that that's an organizing principle for the way I work, but then sometimes we'll decide, oh, let's put a bunch of stuff on this, and that's the way we like it. That's fine. So it's not a rule to live by, but it's a way of thinking, and there's a reason for it, which is when you clear as much space as possible, the things that are left, you really hear them. You really feel their personality.
Totally.
There's less jockeying for your attention.
Run away from this episode and take the time to listen to Rick Rubin talk to Kevin Parker of Tame Impala, a.k.a. Tame Impala. Just, he's everything. Just an interesting concept for this musical act. And on the Broken Records podcast, hosted by Rick Rubin, this episode specifically just blew my mind. It really did. I'd compare this to a book. I would. A lot of great answers, a great story. It's always interesting to see some elite talent have such, for lack of a better term, like somewhat of a fragile mind state, you know? That vulnerability. And that's what drives them to do great things. We're all built differently. Yo, Kevin Parker, one of the best musicians in the world right now. And the stories he tells, and Rick Rubin with the advice, and the story about Californication. Yo, this right here is a book. Like I said, go turn this episode off of Loki and go listen to Rick Rubin talk to Kevin Parker. That was What You Say on Loki. We'll put all the information to all the episodes that we stole from in the bio. So yeah, once again, go check that out. We'll run some music, because this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. We got to run the music. And then we'll get to the interview with Hines. Yes, Hines. With Hines. I can't believe I said this dude's name wrong the whole conversation. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Do you, I'ma do me, cause it's evident you don't see my way. Tell shorty that I had it first, but I ain't psycho, I won't purge. Henny on ice to quench my thirst. Said I was the one, but you still searching. Said I was the one, so why you searching? I don't really care about you, the bitch. Always knew you was on some play shit. Wanna burn this bridge, wanna seal it. But I'ma keep it real, no counterfeit. 6 a.m. got me moaning. Don't want you anymore, but I'ma roll with it. Look you in the eyes while you holding me down. Thinking this the last time I'ma stay bound. Burn this bridge, burn it to the ground. You ain't about that life you like to talk about. You ain't about that life, baby, I could tell. So I'm tryna ride with you. Finders keepers was the last and found. Never liked to listen since I was a child. So I'm surprised I turned her now. And I don't really care if you come around. But you're the bitch. Always knew you was on some play shit. Wanna burn this bridge, wanna seal it. But I'ma keep it real, no counterfeit. 6 a.m. got me moaning. Don't want you anymore, but I'ma roll with it. Look you in the eyes while you're holding me down. Thinking this the last time I'ma stay bound.
You are listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. That was Annie with Burn. And then afterwards, we had Kaylee and Mary with Keep It a Buck, production by Five God. Local talent, local producer, coast to coast, real talk, coast to coast. New Jersey to Vancouver, Vancouver to New Jersey. It's cool, it's interesting. Met the dude for the first time after the Canucks played New Jersey. Weird how that works. Let's get into it though, okay? The conversation with Hines. That's why you're here. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Loki, once again, Vancouver's only podcast. Okay. You are back on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Kyle Bowman. We got a special guest through Zoom. Mr. Hindsight. How's it going, bro? Hey, you know what? You know what? Let me give you a round of applause. Let me give you a round of applause, okay?
I like that.
Hindsight. You got Hindsight here. How's it going, man?
The energy. I like it. I'm blessed, bro. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, man. We glad to have you. Glad to have this conversation on spirituality, man. Real talk. It's been an interesting time in, I think, everyone's life, and it is an important time to be mindful, or just to like get familiar with everything that's in your mind and think about life just in general. And just by going back to your podcast that you just released, In Hindsight, you've had 3 episodes out. First off, give me an episode every day. Real talk.
Well, that's actually what's in the works. So
give me an episode every morning, bro.
To be honest, that's what we're doing right now. The plan is, well, we're already in motion, is content every single day. So my goal is to actually provide content every single day on every platform. Now, that takes another level of like having a system and organized and certain things. So that's what I've been developing. But my goal with the podcast is for that to be an everyday thing.
Perfect.
But then also like YouTube to be like an everyday thing, or at least every other day, and then everything else like consistent with it.
Perfect. But perfect.
No drop in quality though. Still, you understand? Like,
bro, you're fucking Hindsight, bro. You're Hindsight, bro. There's never a drop of quality, okay? You set the standard in the city, okay? Let's be real. We know what we're getting.
We know what we're getting, man.
With Hindsight, we get quality, and I think we get wisdom. And do yourself a favor, man. In Hindsight, just started. I believe there's 3 episodes out right now, and they're just perfect for the mornings. You know what I'm saying? The drive over to work.
A lot of people say that in the morning time.
Bro, give me the Travis Scott after. You know what I'm saying? Give me the Travis Scott after I get some of that.
Right.
That wisdom. It actually reminds me of a book called The Daily Stoic. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have.
Yeah, by Ryan Holiday. It's somewhat similar as far as how you'd use it in your life. Okay, let's start off with the whole spirit talk. I want to talk about meditation first. When did you start meditating, and did you realize how hard it was going to be, you know, to catch your breath, to focus on your breath, to be in tune? When did you start?
I think I started meditating seven years ago. I think meditation is only hard when you're concentrating, if like you're doing it correctly or not. If you just, you know, take the pressure away from yourself and just, you know, be like, I'm giving myself time to be present. I look at it like today may not be my best meditation, but as long as I'm consistent with it, as long as I'm persistent with it, then by Friday, I'm going to have that meditation where I'm tuned in and I'm there. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I may have racing thoughts still. So I don't look at any meditation as like a fail or like a win, but it's all just one big process. And I think if you look at it that way, then it's not really hard. You just embrace that, you know, it is what it is. I don't think anybody has flawless meditations every single day and they're tuned in, like just nothing going on every single day. I think that's nearly impossible, especially in like the world we live in.
Oh, 100%. I think it's impossible too. I think being mindful, the purpose or the goal is not to just clear your mind of everything. That it's always going to be there. You're always going to be conscious of something. It's just taking that time out to learn more about what's going on in your mind. The way you say it and the way that I've kind of learned to accept it, and I'm a rookie meditator, okay? I'm not impressing anyone with my meditation skills, but I realized that it is somewhat similar to going to the gym, and it's been easier for me to approach it that way, where not every day it's going to be better than the next, but the fact of the matter is that you should be doing it every day.
Yeah, it's an exercise. You're exercising your mind, like, and it's, you make it as complicated as you want, right? Like, you can go to the gym and try to bench press a certain amount of weights, or you can go to the gym and just, you know, do a certain amount of push-ups. It's really what you do. I don't really complicate my meditations. I just, to me, it's all about giving myself time,
right? Perfect.
And then being conscious of my breath. That's it. Like, mantras, meditation, yodelings, I don't even go far with it. Like, maybe if I want to, if I'm interested in that day with it. But to me, it's just, what am I going to do in the morning time right now to set up my day?
No, 100%. I was having this conversation with a friend, what, like 30 minutes ago, actually. And we were kind of talking about meditation and just taking time out for yourself. And I told him straight up, man, for me, it's not about just sitting down sometimes and just following my breath. Like, it could just be me going for a walk and not listening to anything and just being in my thoughts the right way and just focusing on taking that time once again to be with your emotions, with whatever's on your mind and focusing on it. It could be used in so many different ways, man.
That is actually a great point, because I just literally right now just like dropped an ASMR cooking video.
Cool.
And to me, cooking is like a meditation. I'm present, you know, I'm not tuned into everything else. I'm just focused on what I'm doing, and I'll get the same effects as if I sat down for 30 minutes and shut my eyes and was breathing, right? So I think whatever you do, you know, you're just present with it, intention, that's a meditation. You could be meditating all day, basically.
100%. Just got to find the way to do it. What is so important about being present? What's the importance of that?
I think when you're not present, you're stressing out. So you're either thinking about the past. A lot of times we're thinking about the past because we're thinking about our regrets or our failures. Sometimes we're, you know, thinking about great times, which is cool. And then when we look too far in the future, we're worried or we're thinking about what's going to be. So I think present takes away that worry for the past and the worry for the future, and allows us to actually put our energy, because our focus is our energies, right? So whatever we focus on, we're giving our energy to. So if you're thinking about the past and how you messed up, that's what your energy is getting. But in the present, whatever you give your energy to is going to be fruitful. And I think just practicing, you know, our presence, being present is the best way to, you know, go about our day.
Being present, man. I think you find more answers in being with the present. I really do. And again, I'm not a long time meditator. I think, like, for some reason, I've realized that it does serve more of a purpose in this moment right now, being in quarantine, being in lockdown, and just having the schedule that we had set for ourselves kind of thrown to the fan, thrown to the blender, and just being more in the moment, in this moment, has simplified things.
But everyone knows what it's like to be in a flow state. Like, whatever you do, if you play sports, if you create anything, you know what it's like when you're in that zone where you're in a flow state. That's like the place I like to be. That's where my best work comes. And to do that, you know, it takes being present. 100%. So to me, it's like, that's what I try to achieve. And I know, like, hey, today I want to create something really great. I got to set myself up to be able to like jump into that flow state.
No, the flow state is so important. That's something that I've learned about recently. And I think while I was reading a book called the seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, he talked about the law of least effort, and it goes into fluidity and being in that zone where work is effortless. And a big reason in accomplishing that is being in the moment, because when you're in the moment, you accept things and you're able to let go more. And it's an important thing, man. That's an important read too. It's crazy, man. It's just been a bizarre time in life, and just diving into a new world of life and mindfulness that I wasn't trying to learn about last month. And now I'm just amazed. Now I'm just amazed, bro.
So you're finding blessings.
I'm finding blessings, bro. I'm finding blessings. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you spend the most time with yourself. So you might as well get it right, you know? You might as well get it right.
I like that.
Stick in that flow. Okay, we with hindsight. Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, Kyle Bowen with you. Another law that I learned about in this book, shout out Deepak Chopra, was the law of potentiality. And one of its key standpoints were silence and just living in silence more. Do you believe in that too? I mean, we just talked about meditation, but what's so important about silence?
I grew up like that. So I grew up, I was always the extreme. I was always the quietest person in the room. I was the one that was extremely quiet. I was also really shy. So I was silent all the time. But I learned a lot in silence because I would observe. Like, I'm really good at walking into a room and like preening the energy or knowing like who's off or who's kind of having arguments with one another silently, because my whole life I was the one just sitting there watching everybody else. Sometimes, you know, they say the loudest person in the room, you know, isn't the most confident one. Sometimes it is the silent one as well. I think you learn more when you're silent, you know. They say God whispers, but the devil screams.
Damn, bro. Right? That's so deep.
So you gotta get quiet to listen to that intuition, that gut instinct as well, right? That thing that will allow you to lead yourself. And silence is gonna bring you there.
Ooh, bro, I think you just blew my mind. You know, the silence brings you to that gut intuition. So what I've been doing recently while I've been walking my dog is taking the headphones out. And bro, I'm telling you straight up, maybe it's blessings. I don't know what it is, but I'm just finding answers. It's bizarre, man.
Because you're allowing it to come to you.
I'm allowing it to come
to
you.
You know, it's like it's there. It's just waiting for you. It's not like you're not like, where's the answer? It's like, no, like be open for it to come to me.
Exactly. Yo, how do we simplify? I'm saying we, like I'm a master fucking meditator. Okay. How do we simplify this approach to life to those who may think it's taboo? You know what I'm saying? Because meditation or silence or similar things may connect too much to religion or something where people may be scared of it. I mean, they may think it's not for them, where I think training the brain, going to the gym for your brain is for fucking everyone. It's just common sense.
Yeah, I don't really look at meditation as a religious practice. You know, I just see it as a human practice, just as if, like you said, we get up in the morning and we stretch. We know our mind is powerful. We know our brain is powerful and it needs to be exercised. I would say most of us have more pain mentally than we do physically, right? Until we get older in life, right? So we're always, you know, focused on going to the gym and making sure we look good. But mentally, we go through pain. So it's like to meditate is to, you know, heal that, you know, soothe that, massage that, like work on that, learn about yourself, right? So you could be stronger within yourself. I don't see it as of course, people will say, you know, maybe it's like a spiritual thing. I see it as a human thing. It's just something we do. Everybody breathes, you know, everybody knows how to close their eyes and be quiet for 5 minutes. We learned it in kindergarten.
Damn. Mm. That's true, man. And again, another good fact there. I think it's more of a human thing than it is a spiritual thing. But if we just relate it more to being a human thing, I think more people.
Being human is spiritual.
There you go. Hey, I'm learning. Okay. I'm learning on this conversation. That's what we're having this once again on Loki with Hindsight. Kyle Bowen talking to you. The other thing I learned in that part of potentiality is the importance of nature and being connected to nature. Now, I've been following you for a while on Instagram and all your socials. You've been doing a lot of traveling throughout the years. Mm-hmm. You're in touch with nature. What has nature taught you?
It's abundant. First off, you look at nature and you're just like, wow, like look at the abundance and everything just somehow seems to be. I heard a quote one time, and I think it was in the Bible maybe. And it said, do you ever see the birds in nature suffering for food? Like they're just taken care of. You look at the mountains, you know, they're massive. You look at the fruit trees, they bear fruits. My grandma has a mango tree in her front yard in Kingston and it's been there for like 50 years, bears mangoes all day.
Beautiful.
Like nature's abundance. It works with its natural laws and it's provided for. And it goes through its seasons, right? Sometimes, you know, one season, boom, it's a drought, but now the roots are doing what they got to do to prepare for the next season. So nature's just taught me kind of like that, like, yo, believe in the abundance, like believe in whatever you want, whatever you're going for, it's there for you, right? But it's a process, you know, respect it, sustainability. Like we know if we tear all nature down, like we're going to go down. So I look at my life like that, like what is sustainable for me? What is bad? Like, am I balanced? Is there too much work? Am I depriving myself or my family of time? All of these things, right?
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's funny. You sound like you just read from the book that we're talking about by Deepak Chopra. And if you look at nature and understand that it creates itself naturally and it does it throughout the year in stages, get to accept that you can do that too. And it's endless. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's natural. It's a beautiful thing. Once again, man, this. Humanistic life, the humans, the spirits, baby. I'm loving this conversation once again with Hindsight. Okay, let's talk more about your work, man. Okay, once again, I'm going to be selfish. And I'm selfish with a lot of people on this program when they come on because I'm fans of these people, okay? And I love this city.
Right.
I want more content, bro. I'm sorry. Right, I'm going to be one of those greedy fucks, okay? I want more content. What's going on?
That's well deserved. I mean, like I said, my plan is to provide content like every single day. I would say a year ago I was much more in the quality versus quantity mindset. Until October or November, I played with this thing where I started doing a video every single day, and that taught me a lot about the process and taught me a lot that, you know, quality is subjective. Like perfection, don't allow perfectionism to get in the way of good enough. So which was a big thing for me, you know, and I'm like, well, who are you trying to make it perfect for? who you're trying to make the perfect for, because you know quality is subjective. There's videos that I put out that I thought were like my best, and people were like, "Yeah, that was cool." And then there's ones I did not like, and people were like, "Yo, this is it." And I was like, "What?" So I realized that people are always going to tell you. So the more content you put out, like you're saying, like more, the more you put out, people actually will teach you what they like, and you'll be able to create more for people. Because I also say, like, I'm here to serve, not to be served. Like, I'm here to create, you know, and share for others. So my plan is, like, I've been working on it. I mean, last week we've been posting video every day, but my plan is to provide content every single day on my audio platforms, my YouTube, my TikTok, my Instagram, and then there's a meditation app called Insight Timer. That won't be every day, but I want to provide high quality content like I already produce every single day consistently, and just let that go. Because the only person who does that is Gary V, but he has 50 people doing it.
Oh yeah,
obviously, right?
And you're solo. Hindsight is solo.
So like, if I can, you know, but it takes systems, right? It takes a system to do that. Like again, like I was talking about balance. I could go do that, but I got to be grounded, because you know I'm a father at the same time. I can't deprive my daughter of time because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get consistent content. No, I got to create a system to be able to do it, and that's exactly what I've been working on.
100% father first, and then you got to serve us. You got to serve your people and serve new fans too, because
and serve self, right? Like it's,
hey, there you go.
I always say creating content is like a healing process. Like you heal yourself through the process, you feel good about it, and then other people will connect with it and find value. So it's like the ultimate cycle.
Is this something that you've always wanted to do your whole life, to serve people, to tell people stories, to influence people? What exactly did you want to do when you started this journey? You don't know?
I mean, growing up, no. I mean, to be honest, I think when I was in like high school and stuff, I wanted to be like in the NBA, like everybody, you know? Like,
cool.
I think everybody had a hoop dream.
Hey.
And then after, I was really good. I was really good at track and field. I was really good at sports and everything, but I had a really bad injury. And then after that, I started to make a little bit of music. And I got really, that's when I started to get creative. I started making music, and then I hit like a stump, and I was like, man, I need to do more. And then I picked up video. And at first, when I came to video, like my goal, I wanted to be the biggest music video director. That's what I wanted to do. And then when I started doing that, working, and then working with certain people in LA, it didn't resonate in the sense of, I was like, damn, I'm like around certain people that I wanted to work with, like people I manifested out of my head. I'm in these situations, and this is not even feeling like what it was. So I remember I came back to Vancouver, and I just, you know, had to go inside, you know, how to do my meditation, I call it tuning in. For many years, most people know who follow me, I went celibate. I did a bunch of things. And then naturally, I didn't even intend. I just picked up a microphone and I just started naturally creating. It wasn't a plan. It just fell. That's why I always say powered by Jah, because it just started happening. It flowed through me. And it just fell into place.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story, and also a frightening story too, because there you are, you manifested something that you wanted, and in that moment you realized that, oh shit, this is not even for me. You weren't scared at all.
I like that you recognize that's a frightening place to be.
Yeah, that
I
is like a frightening that a place. That's not easy.
That's a very frightening place to be, especially when people have a perception of you now, and people are holding you in a light, right? People thought I was crazy. Like I remember... Yeah, people thought I was crazy because, you know, I made a different turn. I started growing my hair out. I started eating different. And I actually sold my camera as well because I didn't know what I wanted to do, right? I just didn't do anything. I didn't put anything out. I just worked and I just studied. I just learned about myself. And, you know, if you're not willing to look inside yourself, it's going to be scary regardless. Like to go inside your own mind, there's beautiful parts of it, but there's dark parts. You have to face those parts to be able to grow. If you don't, then... you know, you're going to hit a ceiling. There's a limit to your growth. And some people, unfortunately, their growth starts to like be very slow, or they get stagnant. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, oh man, it's like, I know that. I never say I know myself 100%.
Yeah, you never do. You can't stop learning.
No, because every day there's new experiences, and those new experiences are going to teach you about yourself, right? The day that you say like, oh, I know myself, I know like what, it's like, no, you don't.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact, man. It's interesting. If people do go and listen to this and try, you know, being more in the moment, I think one thing that you'll notice right away, it may not be the most important thing, but you'll pick up on being more resilient, being able to, you know, catch yourself quicker from like drifting away from a thought and staying focused. I think that's one thing. And in your instance right there, you were resilient. You know, you made major changes in your life, but you decided that those things had to happen.
you have to follow that voice. It sounds cliche, like you have to follow that voice inside, but everybody has a voice. Like everyone hears their own thoughts in their head and it will tell you to do things and you're like, well, that don't make no sense right now.
Yes.
You have to be able to, you know, follow your intuition. So it's important to strain that intuition. More you listen to it, then you're like, you know when something's right. You resonate because, you know, you're like, we've been working together. Me and my gut, we know we have this relationship. I trust it. It leads me. But if you don't do that and you only go on the advice of others because you're too scared to make a step out, again, you're going to hit that ceiling.
No, facts, facts. That's a lot of truth, man. Yo, Hindsight and Kyle Ballen on Loki, we could go on forever, but we got to wrap up this interview pretty soon. Again, Vancouver's only podcast. We got to get back to some music. Bizarre question, okay? Got two more questions. This one's a bit bizarre. If you could get rid of one, what would you get rid of? The thought of the past or the thought of the future?
The thought of the past.
Damn. You'd get rid of the thought of the past.
Yeah, for sure. Because to be honest, like I forget a lot of things anyways. And I'm a vision. I like to vision things. I like to manifest. That's how I create life. You know, the past is done.
Damn. See, I'm in a different state of mind. I it's not that I look too much towards the future. I understand that every day is different, but I've just kind of, I don't know. I could just get rid of the future, you know, get rid of the future. Just, keep my memories in the past and I look at them differently. I don't really look at my past as a regret. I'm here. I'm a 26 year old man doing this, doing whatever I'm doing, haven't accomplished anything that I kind of set myself out to earlier, but I'm okay. And now I'm able to look back in my past based on some books that I've read and connect dots. And I'm just fascinated by it, you know? So the past right now is somewhat fascinating to me. It's interesting.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about human nature is we all different.
Okay. Last question. Here on Loki, it's actually about your daughter, because I know following you, you have a good relationship with your daughter, and she seems just like a vivid light, not only in your life.
Behind me right now.
Yo, straight up, that's beautiful. What have you learned from your daughter? And don't give me the love answer, okay? Give me some, like, what has she taught you? Something that you use every day.
No, I just posted something on Instagram today that she taught me, and I said life is pointless if you're not serving yourself. I've learned that, like, I am my best when I'm doing for her, when I'm living, you know, for her. Like, as much as a lot of times for parents, especially young parents, because we have kids young and like we don't have everything set up, sometimes you end up sacrificing some time to get it because you're trying to make sure everything's good. But like, serving others, I realize, is the highest act of human service. And for her, she's taught me that I feel the most powerful just in like waking up in the morning and making sure I got her breakfast ready before she even hits that table. And it's like, that gives me pride. Like, and then have our conversation. I'm like, this is what life is about. Yeah, it's love, but it's taught me to like, yo, you are your most powerful when you are in service for others and you learn about yourself. You learn about other human beings.
Yeah, that's so true, man. And it's ironic how we're ending this conversation by talking about helping others. And that's one thing that I've noticed about taking time for myself and being more in tune is understanding who's really important. And it's a beautiful feeling, man. It's a humbling feeling, and it's also very exciting. It's very exciting. Okay, that was Loki, an episode with Hindsight, a conversation with Hindsight. My name's Kyle Ballen. Thanks so much, man. Thanks so much for taking that time. I do want you back on down the road.
Definitely. And listen, let me correct it quickly, because everyone calls me Hindsight, and I get it because it's like, my socials say Hindsight.
Yeah. Give me your name.
Hines.
Okay.
Like Hines, and then it's a play on like in hindsight is the perspective shot in hindsight.
Well, you know what's funny? Personal story. I've seen you around many times, shaking your hand. I just never actually got to really know you. And
I know I saw you recently at downtown on Hastings.
Yeah, there you go.
The Decibel thing.
Yes, 100% Imperial, and
yeah,
for years I just known you as Hindsight. And
you said, you're like, hey, I'm Kyle. I'm like, I know you, bro.
Hey, my guy. Like I said, man, I've seen it. It's crazy, man. It's the journey in the community. Just a lot of beautiful people out here doing amazing things, and that's what we want to do here on Loki, have those conversations with those people and play some music. Speaking of music, we'll get to some music right now on Loki. Once again, Hindsight. But go check out his podcast, In Hindsight. Hopefully coming every day. I'm telling you, every morning you listen to that shit, you will dominate the fucking world, okay? You will dominate the fucking world. But start off with the day, okay? Dominate the day by listening to In Hindsight, wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, let's get to some music. You're listening to Loki. Once again, thank you so much to Hindsight. go check out his content. It is worth it. It is worth it. I sounded like I was a fan because I am a fan. And honestly, I run into a lot of people who know about Hinds and at Hindsight, and everyone is a fan. That's just how good the dude is. And the podcast, once again, In Hindsight. You heard it there. Trying to be a daily thing. I think it should be just that. Let's end off the episode. What's the word? But after some music, yes. After some music. Right here we have some Mirrors. Yes, Mirrors. With Seasons. I think it's called Seasons. Is it called Season? We'll find out. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
You still wanna stay, but I'm leaving. You know feelings change like the seasons. I won't ever tell nobody, keep it secret. Hit her with the swerve, got a fiend. I won't ever learn, I was in the dirt. I don't wanna flirt, put my money first. No, they plotting on me, I've been alert. Got the money, pound now.
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word is impetuous. Yes, impetuous. Found this word in a book that I'm reading right now, Undisputed Truth, the autobiography on Mike Tyson with aid from Larry Sloman. Yes, Larry Sloman. We actually did an episode of What the Fuck You Reading on part of this book. Yes, part of this book. Go find it on the network this week. Yes, it's already out. It's already out. Anyways, this word, I've heard it many times. You watch SportsCenter from the age of 5 onwards up, you're hearing Mike Tyson drop this in front of a mic. You really are. The dude, he was something else. He was something else. Run through a barrage of Mike Tyson interviews, and yeah, he was something else. Impetuous. He used the word for a reason. A lot of Mike Tyson was impetuous. And I believe a lot still is. go listen to Hotbox or Hotboxin. I believe it's called Hotboxin with Mike Tyson. Incredible podcast. Incredible podcast. Anyways, let's cut to the definition, okay? Acting or done quickly without thought or care. Once again, acting or done quickly without thought or care. This came up a lot of times in the week. In fact, last week's episode of Loki, the word was fluidity. It kind of connects. Also, I refer to this earlier. Go check out the Broken Records podcast episode with Tame Impala and Rick Rubin. They talk about this too. Impetuous, it comes up. It comes up quite a bit. It really does.
Wait. What?
That was it. That was another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Yes, Vancouver's only podcast. Make sure you check out everything that we stole. Yes, stole. In the bio below, yes, all the podcasts, all the music. Make sure you check out the music. The music before the podcast, okay? That's what really matters here on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Speaking of music, we'll end things off today with some more Kuv Latino, real talk. We got to do it for Tino. Ties, this song, only on SoundCloud, is a hit. It really is. Thank you so much for listening to the Post It Up Network, to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name is Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Once again, thank you. We appreciate it. Peace.
I'm the one to you.